from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad's political crisis rumbles on, but at what cost to the economy? Jamaican criminals set their sights on the country's clergy, and how the euro has become cool currency in the French Antilles. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A leading economist in Trinidad and Tobago has warned that the ongoing political stalemate there could have serious economic implications. The former Prime Minister, Basdeo Pandey, has said that he will agree to accept the President's decision to appoint Patrick Manning of the People's National Movement as the new leader following a 50-50 split in last month's elections. But Mr. Pandey says there are certain conditions. Meanwhile, as our correspondent Tony Fraser has been telling me, President Robinson was less than happy with CARICOM's recent offer to help resolve the crisis.
The president was reiterating that he has been duly and constitutionally elected by the both houses of parliament, and the implication is that he feels that he has made a constitutional decision in his election, and therefore the law has to proceed on that basis. And therefore, I would say that he would be saying that there is no requirement for an outside intervention at this point in time.
But Mr. Pandey described his choice of Mr. Manning as unconstitutional. While the president may